attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in three cities also striking. The FAA expanding its Do Not Fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott unveiling a new campaign in the state aimed at migrants.
The new border security strategy on display in Austin Thursday will reach migrants before they cross into the U.S. Governor Greg Abbott says billboards will be posted across Mexico and Central America, warning people of the consequences if they enter illegally.
One says, stop. If you cross the border illegally into Texas, you will be jailed. Another warns, don't come to Texas illegally. You will be arrested.
The billboards posted will be in several languages, including Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Convicted Delphi, Indiana killer Richard Allen returns to court today, coming face-to-face with the families of his victims as he learns his fate. He faces a sentence of up to 130 years in prison. Tesla recalling almost 700,000 vehicles, including the 2024 Cybertruck, due to an issue with a warning light. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting their party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years. So to keep alive that tradition and to recognize we're part of that continuity of having happy holidays include good Yule and happy winter solstice.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top-quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks and just being coachable. I think it's the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, the weather limited a lot of our local games last night, but Prentice and Shawamigan did play boys basketball down in Prentice. Texas winning that 170-50 over the Shawamigan boys last night. Heavy schedule tonight, though. The wrestling team of Shawamigan will be at Rhinelander. They're already there, close to anyway. The Rhinelander Dome hosting an all-day event today. Big day for our wrestlers over there. Team Seal Hockey will be at home versus Shawano tomorrow. That'll be a 2 o'clock start tomorrow for that contest. Meanwhile, the Lakeland boys basketball team, they will play host to Northland Pines in action today. And the Butternut girls, they're going to travel to Solon Springs. And that will be a 6:30 varsity contest coming up tonight.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I was talking to Colt Ringer, who is the president of AquaView. They make those underwater viewing cameras. And I asked him, what's the one thing that you've learned that's going to help those anglers out on that early ice catch more fish? He said, there's one thing you have to know, and I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
In a conversation I had with Colt Ringer, who's the president of AquaView, I asked him, what is that one thing that you have learned from using your cameras that's going to make these guys a lot more successful out on that early ice? And he said, you have to be quiet, because these fish spook so easily when they're shallow during this early ice period. He said he doesn't drill a lot of holes. You know, a lot of guys will go out and they'll just drill holes all over the ice. That used to be something that was taught, but it's not anymore, because they understand now that all of that hole drilling, all of that banging the ice with a spud, all of the stuff that you do by stomping around and making noise is going to spook those fish. So what you have to do is drill fewer holes. Drill one here, walk about 20 feet away, drill another one. 20 feet this way, drill another one, and then wait a little bit before you send the camera down or put the sonar transducer down the hole to find those fish. Makes a huge difference. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. It is going to be chilly today, but it's not going to be as windy. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper teens this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, down into the lower single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 19. We're back in the mid to upper 20s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17. 98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe we
it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. But don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. Change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Hi, this is Joel Koenig, your morning guy here. Just want to take a moment to wish you and your family a blessed Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. From my son Blake, my wife Shana, and myself, Merry Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Jump out at 8:17 here, and we're going to jump into Mr. Mike Clemens because he is a man on the move and a man on the go, and he's 98Q Sports Reporter. Good morning to you, Mike. How we doing?
Good, Joel.
Before we get into anything with the Packers and stuff like that, I was made aware of some information the other day that I didn't realize, Mike Clemens, the status that you had when someone told me that you actually have an office at Lambeau Field. Is that a rumor, or is that actually correct, that you have an office right there?
It's a sad thing, actually. a newspaper went out of business.
Yeah?
Okay. And so the then director of the PR said, you know, listen, you're up here all the time. I see you have to carry in all this. Because I'm based out of Milwaukee and our station in Racine, WRJN.
Yeah.
He said, I see you having to carry all that equipment. And so he goes, if I give it to you, then every other radio station is going to want it. So let's just say you're, you know, part of this one network, which I also am a contributor to.
And yeah.
So they gave me that office, and I've had that now for about 15. Yeah, it's a media office, and I'm right next to the Associated Press.
All right.
ESPN. And the Packers radio network, and yeah, it's a sweet deal.
All right, well,
right under, I'm underneath the seats in the south end zone.
Right underneath the seats, south. Okay, so if I'll put a sleeping bag in my car. So if I remember in Green Bay, then I got a place. All right,
if you take a stadium tour, they stop and they say, and this is where the media works.
And
so it's kind of fun, but yeah. You sort of feel like a, you know, an animal in the zoo as they're walking by.
Well, the Packers. I've been talking about this the last couple mornings, Mike. That the playoffs are a little anticlimactic here at the end of the season because a lot of the spots have already been clinched, and the Packers, the chances of them moving up, maybe down a spot, isn't real good. It looks like they're going to be probably that sixth seed is looking right, Larry, right?
I suppose, you know, can I tell you, there's two things I don't do. I don't really get too heavy into trying to predict who the Packers are going to take in a draft.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they make people look silly every year.
Right.
And I don't get too deep into playoff scenarios because they change, you know, seemingly, you know, every week or every 3 or 4 days or something.
Yeah.
But I do know that if they, you know, win on Monday night, then they've pretty much locked in some sort of a playoff spot like that. And then, you know, you got to watch these other teams, the Lions, who've just been decimated by injuries. Man, to lose their running back, David Montgomery, I don't know how they come back from from that one.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, between the Lions and the Eagles, you know, who are came on really strong this season, especially when they got Saquon Barkley, Vikings, these are the teams you got to watch. And you might get the Seahawks again if they end up winning their division, even though you know beat them and had a really good first half. Against the Saints on Monday night, the Saints are struggling. I mean, they're 5-9. They fired their head coach, Dennis Allen. I think they were off to a 2-7 start. And Darren Rizzi is the special teams coordinator, a guy that LaFleur wanted to go after, but they paid him well down in the Saints. He's now the interim head coach. And they've gone through quarterbacks. Derek Carr, who came over from the Raiders, now with a broken left hand in two places. He's done for the season. Taysom Hill, who was in camp that one year with the Packers, got picked up on waivers from Sean Payton, who made him a gadget guy and, you know, very successful as a tight end, special teams player, a wildcat guy, and a backup quarterback. He was going to play some quarterback. Tore his ACL. He's done with the season. So you're going to see Spencer Rattler, a guy that they drafted in the fifth round, a rookie, under center for the Saints on Monday night. And one of his receivers, though, will be MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, played 4 years with the Packers. Picked up a couple of rings in his time with the Chiefs, a little bit of time with the Bills, and then they got Amari Cooper, and they released him, and so the Saints picked him up right away, and he'll be out there, maybe in the snow, against Carrington Valentine. I don't know if Jair is going to be back for this one or not.
Well, as much as we talk about the quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, the NFL likes to have that discussion about the skill position players because that sells. But the line is where you win it, and the Packers showed in that first drive this past week that their offensive line, it can just absolutely dominate. They can absolutely dominate when they just ran the ball right down the throats on that game.
Yeah, and they love it. And they went against the strength of the Seahawks with their defensive line. I mean, they had that one guy, Leonard Big Cat Williams, 6'5", veteran, strong, 310 pounds, ran right at him. So that opening drive, they go 10 plays. 9 of those plays go to Josh Jacobs. And not only just running plays, but they're finding he's their best ball carrier.
Yeah.
And so get the ball in his hands. Was it a short dump-off pass? Now, Joel, there was one play, though, in the third quarter, and things started to break down for them. You know, and LaFleur, even after the game, and Jordan Love said, yeah, we're embarrassed about what happened in the third quarter. We couldn't move the ball, had to start punting, making mistakes. And LaFleur said, I'll admit, I was making some bad play calls. So there's one play where I saw in the third quarter where – when you look at the NBC version of the game, the cameras are in the background. So there's Jordan Love. I think he's in shotgun. And maybe like 2nd and 7 or so. And snap the ball, and it's obviously, you know, it's going to be some kind of a pass play. And Josh Myers, who's been criticized at times, the center, he turns and says, okay, well, you know, here's this Big Cat Williams over Sean Ryan, the right guard. So I'm going to turn, and we're going to double-team this guy. And you got Elgton Jenkins. He's on one-on-one with a defensive tackle. Here comes this inside linebacker who's lined up over Jenkins, the left guard. He just comes shooting in the A-gap. There's no one there between the center and the left guard. He comes blasting in. He's about to kill Jordan Love. And fortunately, Jordan's able to dump the ball and get rid of it and flip it to Josh Jacobs, the running back, out of the backfield, who catches it. He only gets about 4 yards, gets tackled from behind. So I asked LaFleur about this play. And you know, these football guys, it's amazing. There can be 100 plays in a game, and they can tell you down and distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked LaFleur, and he goes, you know, I don't know. He goes, I've been watching someone's Saints tape. I'll have to look that up for you. Ask me again tomorrow, and we can talk about the play. He can remember the play.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I asked Jordan Love. He goes, yeah, I don't remember that. So we had a 15-minute press conference with him. So when we got done, You know, the cameras are turned off. People start to turn away. Jordan beckons me with his hands. He goes, come back here. And he goes, inside screen. I go, oh, you mean that was intentional? Yeah. They see, they're baiting that inside linebacker to come and blitz Jordan. And if they can flip the ball to Josh Jacobs, now if he turns that thing up right, goes between the hashes, he can get 30 yards out of it. Except there was another guy that was spying on him, but trailed him and, you know, tackled him for a 4 or 5 yard gain. But, you know, so, yeah, no, that was intentional.
That's the intelligence of Jordan Love that I think is just so valuable. It's so valuable.
I think I thought that was great.
Highly intelligent. Packers, Seattle, or Packers, Saints Monday night should be a win at home for the Packers at Lambeau Field. The Bucks got like four guys on the Hall of Fame potential list, don't they?
Yeah, Marcus Johnson, who, you know, played for Don Nelson all those years, he's one of the guys that were named yesterday as a nominee for the Hall of Fame. Terry Cummings, who later became a coach, 18 years in the NBA, 6 with Milwaukee.
Stevens Point
John
guy, right?
John McLaughlin.
Yeah.
John McLaughlin, long time, with 35 years as a Bucks broadcaster analyst. He was on the 1971 championship team. He's going to be nominated as an NBA contributor. Of course, he started things like the Mac Fund, raised over $50 million for childhood research cancer down in the Milwaukee area. And then Doc Rivers, because, you know, he was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA 2 years ago. Now currently the head coach of the Bucks. So all those guys are nominees. Then they'll whittle it down to finalists the All-Star break weekend in February, and then the actual inductees will be named in April.
Do any of them have a realistic chance, do you think?
I think Doc Rivers does.
Yeah,
I think Doc Rivers does, and Marcus Johnson might for sure, yeah.
All right. And the Badgers, boy, this whole portal thing in college football is just crazy. It's just like the wild, wild west, and they continue to lose players, and then they got a quarterback back because two left, right?
Yeah, well, it's... I can't imagine walking into that situation now, because with this NIL stuff, see, one of the things, I don't know how much these players are being paid. It's one thing when you follow professional sports, if you will, you can understand why a guy left the team, because, you know, how much the new team paid him. And I don't think that's actually been clear, and I don't even think some of the coaches know. But, you know, the Badgers have a losing season. They fire Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, who, by the way, got hired back at Sam Houston University, which is where he'd been an offensive coordinator before. Now he's the head coach down there. So Tyler Van Dyke, who was supposed to be your starter, suffered a torn ACL. I think it was week 4. He quits. He puts himself in the transfer portal, wants to go to another school. Then the guy who filled in for him, Braden Locke, he leaves.
No.
I thought their best receiver, most reliable receiver, Will Pauling, he's in the transfer portal, but they've picked up a couple of kids. Danny O'Neill out of San Diego State, a big kid, 6'3". Billy Edwards, a quarterback out of Maryland, says he'll come to Wisconsin and try out. And then Jaden Ballard is a wide receiver out of Ohio State. So those are some of the guys. But they've even had high school commitments who've entered the transfer portal. It's like, yeah, I know I told you a year ago I was going to come to your school, but I think I'll try another one. It's a revolving door, and I pity any coach that's going through that right now.
Yeah, you got high school kids who are wrapping up their senior year who already have cash in the bank almost going to a college. And Michael Vick is now a head coach at a major college with no coaching experience. So that's all about the name, right? They just Michael Vick's name, right?
Yeah, but we've also got to remember, too, you know, I mean, back in the day, you know, the Packers hired Bart Starr because he was a former player.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, if former players end up, you know, Jim Harbaugh, who coached a brilliant game last night and was able to win on Thursday Night Football against a very tough Denver Broncos team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think after Michael saw what Deion Sanders did, he's going to give it a try.
Bart Starr was a 888 coach, right? He was 8-8 for 8 years, is what I think is about what he went. So,
yeah,
that was an interesting time. Mike, we always appreciate you taking time to join us. Have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you probably, hopefully, next Friday, okay?
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay. I got to go shovel up my car now,
John. All right, good luck to you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mike Clemens. He's underneath the south end zone. I don't think he's there right now. But that's where his office is, the south end zone of Lambeau Field. He's tucked away somewhere back in there in the media area. Pretty cool. So Mike Clemens is our Civic Media 98Q sports reporter. And he joins us most Fridays. We ducked out for a couple of months because Mike had some other commitments going on. But we'll have him hopefully moving forward here through the playoffs. Always fun to hear him tell the stories of being at the press conference, and just a little quip he made about Jordan Love after a press conference, calling him over and saying that play was an inside screen, the one you're asking about. He's right there. He's right there. He knows the guys and they trust him. It's pretty cool. So he'll join us hopefully next Friday. With the holidays, it might be a little bit difficult, so most Fridays right around this time, about 8:15 or so. Let's get you updated on what's going on. News and sports. We'll come back with our birthdays. If you got one, we'll give you a shot to win that cake, too. 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 24 hours to go before a partial government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has arrived on Capitol Hill saying another deal will be voted on this morning. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
A stabbing at a school in Croatia's capital of Zagreb has left a 7-year-old dead and 3 other children and a teacher wounded. The attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in 3 cities also striking. The FAA expanding its do not fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting their Party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years. So to keep alive that tradition and to recognize we're part of that continuity of having happy holidays include good Yule and happy winter solstice.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks, and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, late schedule last night with a lot of games being snowed out, but with the Shawamigan boys traveled down to Prentice for a Merrowood Conference game. Prentice wins that one by a score of 70-50. We'll have the audio of that archive for you at 98qcountry.com under podcast a little later on this morning. Big wrestling event at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Lots of parents from the area are probably over there already or on their way. Phillips and Shawamigan, it's an all-day wrestling event with like 8 or 9 mats inside the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Should be a fun day for the kids and the parents over there. Varsity hockey, the team seal, they'll be at home to Shawano tomorrow. That'll be a 2 o'clock start. The boys basketball team of Phillips will hit the road at Athens for a contest coming up this evening. And the Lakeland boys basketball team hosts Pines. The Lakeland wrestling team is at a multiple team event at Shawano today starting at 5 o'clock. The Lakeland boys hockey team will host West Bend. And the girls basketball team of Lakeland will hit the road, and they will travel to take on Northland Pines this evening. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be chilly today, but it's not going to be as windy. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper teens this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, down into the lower single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 19. We're back in the mid to upper 20s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
It is. And it's time to do some birthdays and give away a cake. Courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One on the celebrity list today. Rich Gannon, former Viking quarterback. He won a Super Bowl with the Raiders, was NFL MVP in 2002. He's a analyst for CBS. He's 58 today as Rich Gannon. Yuri Geller, did I say sports? He's a spoon bender, is what he is. That's something that your grandpa would have said to you back in the 70s. Get out of here, you little spoon bender. Yuri Geller. I don't know what that means. The spoon bender. Is that something that college football players major in? I don't know. At college? Spoonbending 101. Charlie Callis, the rubber-faced comedian and comic actor from TV's Switch and the Dom DeLuise Show. Charlie Callis, born on this day, 1924. He passed back in 2011. George Roy Hill. He won the Best Director Oscar for The Sting. 1922, he was born. He passed in 2002. Branch Rickey. As the Brooklyn Dodgers general manager, he integrated baseball in 1945 by signing Jackie Robinson. That's what he's famous for. Branch Rickey, born on this day in 1881. He passed in 1965. I'm gonna file those over there. Let's give away a cake. All the birthdays from the week and anniversaries. Sometimes stuff just goes well, and sometimes that happens. Get out of here, you little spoon bender. Happy birthday, and a congratulations to Lisa Miller. You are the winner of the cake, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. She's the general manager over at Dollar General, so stop on in there and see if she's got an extra piece of cake. Lisa Miller, congratulations. You are the cake winner, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One.
98Q Country. Country.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. What God gave her, a perfect teammate her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so hot. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Nah, look what God gave her. Got that look in her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Thomas Rhett at 98Q Country. Another keyword coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, our final day of our grown-up gift list giveaway with our keywords. We got a toy drive going on right here in the Park Falls and surrounding area. Henry Rauschenbach, nice enough to stop on by and give us some info on that because it's in its final couple days here. Henry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Hey,
thanks for coming in. This is something you guys have been doing for, what, a few years here?
Yep. This will be the fifth year that we've done this toy drive, Joel.
All right. Very good. Well, tell us, we're wrapping it up this weekend, so give us some who, what's, and where's of where people can drop off toys and help out with this.
Absolutely. So yes, as Joel said, this is the last weekend for this year. We did have it go on last weekend, which was the 14th and 15th, and that was a great hit. A lot of people showed up, a lot of things went out the door, but then this week a lot more things have come in the door. So it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sunday, the hours are from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And the location is the old print and copy building. It's at 344 Division Street in Park Falls. And everyone is welcome. You know, this toy drive was set up for families who are, you know, in financial burden right now at this time of year.
Okay. Okay. So is that location a place for people to drop off toys if they want to, or pick up, or what stage are we at with it?
Both.
Both. Okay. Both. Drop off and pick up.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you're dropping off toys right now, it'd be better if you drop them off at Restore You's front office, right on 13 there by the ball fields.
Okay.
And, you know, you also can bring them down there to print and copy and leave them by the front door, but we'd rather them be out of the weather up at the office at Restore You.
Okay, sure. And then the distribution this weekend.
Correct.
On Saturday and Sunday. For anyone who's in need and wants to stop on by, this has been pretty successful. You had pretty good response to this, it sounds like.
It has. I mean, it's just really snowballed over the years. And I, without Michelle, my mother, this would not be possible.
All right.
And I talked to her this morning, and I said, hey, you know, remind me of exactly how this got started. And what it was I was cleaning out my house of all my kids' toys. I mean, they're just spoiled rotten. And they just had lots of toys they didn't use. And actually, Hank said, Dad, let's donate these toys. And I got with Mom and said, hey, what can we do with this? And we just started a little thing, accepted some other donations, started a little tiny toy drive. And it's kind of turned into this, and we've had a lot of people donate things, and it's just been amazing. There's literally nothing better than watching a mother or father's face when they know they're going to have presents under the tree for their kids.
Right, because we know that the cost of a family and just feeding a family and rent and stuff like that can take up all the money. So it's just so heartwarming to have parents know that the kids will have a little something under the tree. It's fantastic. And you've had not only you guys at Restore You, but you've had a lot of other people and businesses that have come together to make this work, right?
It is. It's crazy how many people have just come out of the woodwork to give us a hand. And I'd like to thank a few of them.
Yep.
Forward Bank, Binky, Fifield Lions Club, Jed Finley, they all provided cash donations or gift card donations. Katie and Paul Freiberger for providing us with space once again to have this toy drive. Minima Construction, Restore You, and Michelle Rauschenbach, Haley Rauschenbach, and Dale LaRose for their time and labor. And then miscellaneous items, Dollar General provides all the batteries we need for all these battery-operated toys. Kayla's Kitchen always gives us clothing racks. Wes at Print and Copy, once again, provided us with posters. Phillips Laundry with hangers. And just everyone in the community who has brought toys, clothes, household items, you name it. I mean, last week, Mom sent me a picture of the front entry of our office. You couldn't even walk in there. And this was as the toy drive was going on. And it's just, it gives me goosebumps right now to be able to do this for our community. And it's just very heartwarming to be able to give back at this time of the year.
Yep.
And I really would love people to show up and come and get as much as you can. And then, Joel, everything that's left over, it doesn't go to waste. It's not that we're taking it to the dump. We're not just tossing all the stuff, or we're not storing it for the next year either.
Right.
We take all of the stuffed animals and all the puzzles, and we take them to Park Manor.
Okay.
And then everything else that's left over, the clothing, the toys, the household items, all of that gets delivered to Embrace, which is in Phillips, and they're a social services organization.
Okay.
So all nothing right. goes to waste.
Fantastic. So we're kind of in the ending stage of the giving part. They're always welcome to do that at Restore You today if they want. But then we want to stress that tomorrow and Sunday, if there's people listening out there, if you're in need, maybe the grandkids or whatever are in need, and there's something that, you know, the money's just kind of dried up, and you maybe something a little special for them for Christmas, tomorrow and Sunday would be the 2 days to come down, right?
That is correct.
Right.
Tomorrow and Sunday. And then just a little note, and it does say it on all the posters, we try to keep it to adults only.
Okay.
You know, bringing kids in with parents just gets a little hectic. You know, mm-hmm. they just want everything at that point.
Sure.
So if it can stay to adults, that would be great. And yes, we appreciate everything this community has done for us.
So adults, stop by again. Give the hours tomorrow and the location if you could there, Henry.
Tomorrow is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday is 1 to 8 p.m. and it's in the old print and copy building. And that is on 344th Division Street, which I think is two buildings to the west of Odeer Nutrition.
Okay, right there. And you still got quite a bit of stuff in there, it sounds like, from the donations that are coming
in.
The
room is completely full.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't be afraid, folks. It's not wiped out. Come on down, and this is what it's for. It's for those who are in need. So, all right. Sounds like a great cause, Henry. So yes. Thank you for all the efforts that you and your mom and everybody else puts into it. Fantastic job there. So thank you much.
Thank you, Joel, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yep, you too, Henry. Henry Rauschenbach and the Toy Drive and your chance to stop on down continues this weekend.
Hi, this is Gray from 98Q Country. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy holiday season from all of us here at 98Q Country and from Civic Media.
It fell like broken glass. She said, sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back. Let's face it. For one split second, she almost turned around. But that would be like pouring raindrops back into a cloud. So she took another step and said, I see the way out and I'm gonna take it. To the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
Let our love of these years go by. watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Dylan Scott. That's the rumor, Dylan. Sounds of the Christmas Season brought to you by Forward Bank in Park Falls and in Phillips. Birthday wishes to Carol. Carol Richardson is celebrating on Sunday from your family. Carol, you will be the first entry into the following week's cake drawing. So we'll put that in there for you. We've got another keyword coming up. Our final day. It's an emotional day here at 98Q. This has been fun 2 weeks. Giving away and having fun with our Text to Win, our grown-up gift list Text to Win contest. But we're not done yet. 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we'll have more keywords for you. And we've got some more cash and some more overnight stays at Chula Vista. And at the very least, you will qualify for the grand prize drawings, all 8 of those listed at civicmedia.us. And the winners of those will be announced next week. So let's do it. Let's listen in with McKay in the midday. He'll be in after 11. We got some shopping show savings. We will delve into some possibilities for those of you who are, if you're just putting it off, you're procrastinating. You are gift giving challenged. You're a little short on the memory side of when to give and who to give, and we got you covered. We got some shopping show stuff, gift certificates that you can give to people for Christmas gifts. We'll have all kinds of ideas for you. The shopping show, it's coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Happy holidays. Make Lena's Northern Pines your dinner destination. Nightly specials. Tuesday, pork and dumplings. Wednesday, pasta. Thursday, schnitzel. And Fridays, our famous seafood buffet.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today. and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston in Congress.
The House will be in order.
The House gaveled into session this morning. Speaker Mike Johnson looking to pass a spending bill before a midnight government shutdown. Members of the Teamsters walking the picket line at Amazon in several locations. ABC's Trevor Ault says they're looking for better pay and health insurance benefits for drivers.
Amazon doesn't recognize the Teamsters as a union representing their employees and says it won't negotiate with them. In a statement, what you see here are almost entirely outsiders, not Amazon employees or partners, and the suggestion otherwise is just another lie from the Teamsters. Amazon also saying
Christmas is on track and we fully expect to be able to fulfill our delivery promises for our customers.
Unionized Starbucks workers in three cities are also on strike. Wintry weather and bitter cold this week into next. No storm in the upper Midwest in the forecast. Busiest roads around LA, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. This is ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from